And welcome to Wendelicious at Goal. I am your host, Wendy Volker, and I am Wendelicious. In 2018, I lost 48 and a half pounds and earned lifetime membership using the Weight Watchers program. Each week on the show, I will share my personal successes and struggles and provide support and motivation to others on a weight loss journey, whether or not that journey is Weight Watchers. The views expressed on the show are completely my own and are not endorsed by Weight Watchers. So let's go. All right. Hello, my friends. How are you? How's everyone out there? Welcome back, my friends, my QFAers. We are back at it again. Episode 26 of Wendelicious at Goal. So glad to have you here. And welcome to everyone who is joining us on the Facebook live stream. All two people out there. I can only see one of you. Hey, if you can see this, give me a little comment just to make sure I can still see the comments tonight. I mean, hopefully it hasn't messed up again tonight. All my podcast only listeners, if you feel like you're missing out on the action, there's a ton of actions going on. You are missing out. You will just have to tune in to Facebook the next time I do a Facebook live show, which will probably be next week. So how did my week go? Well, I did not go to my meeting this week. I broke my own rule, but I just needed a break from the scale. And I also needed some sleep. I've really been kind of sleep deprived these last bunch of weeks. My little dog's been sick again, and she doesn't sleep too well at night, so I've been up with her and kind of dealing with that whole situation. She seems to like to wake up at about 3 a.m. and then be up for like an hour or so. So that's been hard to get some sleep when her schedule is so messed up. So that's that. But she's starting to feel a little bit better. Later in the week, she's been starting to feel a little bit better. So, you know, sleep is getting a little bit better for me. We're going to talk about sleep a little more a little bit later in the show, too. So, plus, last night, this was a really great part of my week, is I saw Hamilton last night at Playhouse Square in Cleveland. I saw the show last summer in New York. It was fantastic there, and it was fantastic again last night. I had never been to Playhouse Square in Cleveland before, but it's a pretty phenomenal theater complex. Just spectacular. The show was great. I had great seats. While I was waiting for the house to open, I stopped at the bar and I got myself a Moscow Mule, which is my favorite mixed drink lately. Delicious. It's vodka, lime juice, and ginger beer. It's just phenomenal. But anyway, so I ordered this Moscow Mule, which cost $14. But I was treating myself, so I wasn't worried about it. But they made that drink with two full to the rim shots of Tito's vodka. And it was so good, I was pretty much buzzed all through the first act. But I did sober up by act two. And, you know, it was fine to drive home and all that, but it was a late night. Didn't get home till late. And then I was just so, so tired. I don't usually stay out that late. So I am old. Being out late is getting harder and harder. So, but it was a great night. If you do get the chance to see Hamilton, if it comes anywhere near you, please get there. It's a great show. And I finally broke down and bought the original Broadway recording yesterday, so I've been listening to that. So it's just an amazing musical. So get yourself there if you can. All right. So what else did I do this week? Well, I did it. I signed up for a half marathon. I signed up to run the half marathon in the Cleveland Marathon, which is next May, and I started actually training for it this week. I got this new app that is giving me a 4-day per week training program. So it's really stepping it up. And I did debate whether or not to do the challenge series again this year, next year. What I did this year was a 8K, I'm sorry, 5K on Saturday, 10K on Sunday. I'd done the 8K before, but I decided I'm just not going to try to deliberately kill myself. So I'm just going to do the half marathon on the Sunday of marathon weekend. So I'm really decided to really give myself a big challenge, double my previous long mileage, and go for it. So But I got to start training now because that's May is going to be here before you know it. And so I'm taking my Monday night class again. I've been, you know, there 4 weeks in a row. She's going to be off for the next 2 weeks. So I'm a little scared about the fact that I'm not going to have my class to go to for the next 2 weeks. But we'll get on it. So Jamie is chiming in here on the Facebook. She said, I'm doing another Ragnar next week. Wish I would have trained. What is a Ragnar? I don't think I know what that is. Uh-oh. It sounds painful, though, Jamie. What is a Ragnar? Does it involve, like, sharp, pointy spears and mud? I don't know. I'm going to have to look that up because I don't want to sound stupid here. Ragnar. Oh, an overnight road or trail running relay. Oh, my gosh. Wow, that sounds a little painful. Well, good for you. What? A 200-mile relay race is what Jamie says this is. Yeah, I bet you wish you'd trained for that. That's, yeah. Well, good. Oh, only 14 miles for you. Okay. Well, oh, that's right. So you're just part of the relay. That makes sense. So, well, anyway, that's still 14 miles. That's still a little bit more than a half marathon. So good for you. If you finished, I'm sure you did. Wonderful. But yeah, that's something I would never want to leave to chance. But excellent. So I'm really excited about running the half marathon. It's just a new challenge for me. And I'm sure I will be boring you all with the details of that as the year progresses. So let's get on to this week's topic, which I thought might be fun to do a little refresher on some of the little things that are part of your weight loss journey that you might need to be reminded about that will help you along the way. Back in the day, Weight Watchers used to do a thing, it was called like healthy living tips or success tips. Oh my gosh, I should have looked this up before I started talking. But like guidelines for success or something like that. They're talking about drinking water and doing all that kind of good stuff. So those are the things I wanted to talk about this week and just kind of give you a reminder of those little things that may help you along the way. So first things first, yes, drink enough water. You hear that all the time. So why do you need to drink enough water? Why is water so important? Well, water, first and foremost, your body needs water to do every chemical reaction that happens in your body. Your body's 60% water to begin with. And so in order to facilitate all those chemical reactions that fuel your body, you need water. A good thing about water is that it is an appetite suppressant. So drinking it before you eat a meal can make you feel fuller. And then you'll eat a smaller amount of food. So that's a good thing. And what they have found is drinking water before meals results in an average reduction of intake of 75 calories per meal. So drinking water before just one meal per day, just one, would cause you to consume 27,000 fewer calories per year. So do the math. You would lose about 8 pounds per year just from drinking water before one meal a day. Now imagine if you drank it before each meal. So 8 pounds, that's 24 pounds in a year just by drinking a glass of water before you eat dinner and breakfast and lunch. That's pretty good. So do that. And if you are still drinking sugary sodas and juice, just knock it off. It's all just a bunch of empty calories. Replace those drinks with water or iced tea or anything unsweetened. Just think of all the calories that you save. I mean, an 8-ounce soda is about 120 calories. Who needs that? That's all, you know, and if you drink one every day, that's half a pound right there. Half a pound you're going to gain. So get rid of the juices, get rid of the sodas, and just start drinking plain old H2O. And water can power your workouts. If you are dehydrated, both your workouts and your weight loss will suffer. And unfortunately, you don't start to feel thirsty until you lose about 2% of your body weight in water. And this is actually the same point at which your exercise performance starts to go into the tank. So keep drinking that water. Keep your workouts fueled. If you are sweating, you need to be drinking the water. And enough water will boost your energy. As I said before, water makes up nearly 60% of the human body. It keeps your cells firing, keeps your muscles fed with oxygen and nutrients, and your brain focused on working towards those weight loss goals. And when your energy levels are up, you feel great. You know you do, and you are more likely to get your butt off the couch. Well, how much water should you drink? Well, you always hear that you need to drink 8 glasses a day, perhaps more. I know people who drink a lot more than 8 glasses per day. Well, that 8 glasses a day rule that you hear about, it's easy to remember and everybody knows it. So that's a reasonable goal to shoot for. But in truth, the rule is that you need to drink the amount that keeps you from being thirsty, dehydrated. Most people can stay hydrated by drinking water and other fluids whenever they feel thirsty. You don't need to guzzle a gallon of water with every meal. It's kind of overkill. And for some people, fewer than 8 glasses a day could be enough to keep you from being thirsty. But other people might need more than that. So let your thirst be your guide. Also, you can also let your pee be your guide. I think you've probably heard this before too. You can always take a look and see if the color of your urine can tell you if you've been drinking enough water. If it's nice light straw colored, yep, you are on the right track. You're drinking enough water. If it's dark, you are not drinking enough water. So use those two things, your thirst and your toilet, as a guide to let you know if you are drinking enough water. Tip number two after drinking water, tip number two is get enough sleep. Whew, this is where I have a lot of problems, is getting enough sleep. So why do you need to get enough sleep and how does that affect your weight loss? Well, lack of sleep, first of all, sets your brain up to make bad decisions. It dulls activity in your brain's frontal lobe, which is the center of decision making and impulse control. I think I might have had a lobotomy at some point in my early life. I don't think I have any impulse control. I have to talk to my mom, see if she remembered getting me a lobotomy when I was a kid. But anyway, so, you know, lack of sleep dulls their frontal lobe. And so it's kind of like being drunk if you are really sleepy. You don't have the mental clarity to make good decisions. And plus, when you're overtired, and this is what happens to me, when you're overtired, your brain's reward centers start revving up, looking for something that will make them feel good. So while you might be able to combat those cravings when you are well rested, your sleep deprived brain is going to have trouble saying no to that second slice of cake or that loaf of white bread that's in the bread box next to the bagels. Or maybe that's just me. And lack of sleep honestly makes your body want to eat more of the foods that are bad for weight loss. The American Journal of Clinical Nutrition published a study that found that when people were starved of sleep, late night snacking increased and they were more likely to choose high carb snacks. Excuse me. In another study done at the University of Chicago, sleep deprived participants chose snacks with twice as much fat as those who slept 8 hours. I gotta drink more water. So this is what happens to me. I get up in the middle of the night and of course I'm tired and all I want to do is eat a loaf of bread. It's those high carb things. So you add it all together and a sleepy brain appears to crave junk food, and it also lacks the impulse control to say no to that junk food. So really that's a 1-2 punch. And this is really honestly what's been happening to me in the middle of the night when I wake up with my dog. And lack of sleep can also mess with your metabolism. Too little sleep triggers a spike in that hormone cortisol, which is the hormone that signals your body to conserve energy to fuel your waking hours. Well, what does that mean? It means if you don't sleep, your cortisol levels increase and your body just hangs on to fat. Nobody needs that. And sleep deprivation messes with your insulin levels too, making you what they call metabolically groggy. Within just 4 days of insufficient sleep, your body's ability to process insulin, which is the hormone needed to change sugar starches into energy, goes nuts. And here's why that's bad. When your body does not respond properly to insulin, it's sometimes called insulin resistance, your body has trouble processing the fats from your bloodstream, so it ends up storing them as fat. The message here, bottom line, no sleep makes your body store fat. So get some sleep, and you know the drill. No devices, stick to a sleep schedule, even on the weekends, create a bedtime ritual. You know what to do. Now do it. All right. And the next tip, get the support that you need. This is really critically important. You really need to get support along the way. You have to remind yourself that you're not in this alone, that there are other people out there. And there are other people out there, maybe if they're not on a weight loss journey, they can help you on yours and they can be your support system. So there's a lot of ways to get the support that you need. Use Connect on your Weight Watchers app. That's an easy one. If you are a Weight Watchers member, you have the Connect app. Use it. And for those of you who don't know what Connect is, it's kind of like it's like Facebook. It's in the Weight Watchers app. It's a social stream of members sharing photos, tips, ideas, struggles. It's a great place to get instantaneous support and feedback. And unlike the rest of social media, it is not a cesspool of hatred. Speaking of social media, you can also get some support on there if you find the right places. You should add both Weight Watchers and Weight Watchers UK to your Twitter feed. I have posted links to both of those accounts in the show notes. Both of those accounts share recipes, tips, and a lot of support. They are official Weight Watchers social media feeds, so you're going to get the company line on those, but they are really very helpful. And get on over to Instagram. There are a ton of Weight Watchers members who have Instagram accounts, and they're constantly sharing their ups and downs, ideas, support, recipes with great photos, of course. And it's just an all-around great place to get some new ideas and some new thinking. I'm on Weight Watchers. Yes, we know. I am on Instagram, and I have posted the link to my Instagram feed in the show notes as well. And, of course, you can come on over to the When Delicious Add Goal Facebook group. Our membership is growing. I think we got about 30 members over there now. It's not a lot, but it is growing, and it's a great place to share tips and tricks. And I'm on there all the time. If you leave me a question, I will answer you. I always see it, and I'll try to answer. And we have some great members over there on the group that will be there, can be there, can be your support system too. So come on over. And you can get support from your friends and your family. So tell whoever, your spouse, your mom, your dad, your friends, your coworkers, tell them exactly what you need and let them know what support looks like and feels like to you. People are not mind readers. You have to ask for what you need. I know in my experience, I had to share with my husband how he could support me. I've been very lucky. My husband's been extraordinarily supportive of my whole weight loss journey. But the reason he's been able to be so supportive is because I basically told him how to do it. I told him that I needed to not go out to eat as much as we used to. I told him that he's not allowed to say, "Are you supposed to be eating that?" Because I will punch him in the throat. So he doesn't do that. Actually, I don't think he would do that anyway. But I had to tell him exactly what support would look like to me, and he's been wonderful about it. And that goes for your friends and your coworkers too. Go ahead and tell them that you are on a weight loss journey. Maybe you don't want to share, but you know, it can be helpful to go public with what's going on. Let them know you're on a weight loss journey and let them know that it's very important to you. And you would appreciate it if they could support you along the way. And speak up for yourself. Do not be embarrassed to make good choices for yourself. And most people do want to help if you ask. So ask. Okay, next tip, go into tricky situations with a plan. Okay, are you at a restaurant? Well, do yourself a favor and find them online. Look at the menu before you go. Scope out your choices. Find one or two things that you know will fit, that you know will not send you way off track. And pick them out and rehearse ordering them before you go. You know, plan out your whole thing, what you're going to order. You're going to order your salad. You're going to order a veggie burger. You're going to say, no fries, give me broccoli instead. Just kind of go through that, rehearse it, and it'll be just that much easier when the waitress comes and asks if you want the basket of bread, and you can say, no bread, thank you. And if you're at a buffet, scope it out first. Get up there, take a walk through. Don't pick up a plate yet. Walk through the buffet, scope it out, see what looks good, plan what you're going to have before you start piling on the mashed potatoes, the sweet potatoes, and the scalloped potatoes. There's always way too many potatoes at a buffet. But go through, find the good choices, maybe find a couple of things that are a little bit of an indulgence, plan to take only a little bit of that, and stick to it. It's not like you're never going to eat again. You know, I thought this was really funny. I read a lot of books written by food critics. And you always wonder, like, why are food critics not, why do they not weigh 700 pounds? Because they're always eating out. Well, their philosophy is, this is not my last meal. I'm going to have good food to eat at my next meal too. So why am I going to go crazy with this one? And I think that's a really good philosophy to take, you know, to take with you every day. If you go out to eat, you're going to eat again. So you know, maybe pick something if it's a super indulgence that you don't get to eat every day, then maybe have a little bit of that and treat yourself. But, you know, this is not your last meal. This is not your last good meal. So take it easy a little bit. And, but, you know, do enjoy your indulgences when you have them, but don't go crazy. Are you at a family party with tons of food? Well, bring some stuff with you that you know you can eat, that you know is unplanned, salads, fruit trays. Just make sure it's something you like so you will actually eat it and not be tempted by the potato salad. I am always tempted by the potato salad. But I also know that if I bring a vegetable tray of carrots and broccoli, I'm not going to eat that. I've decided I just don't like vegetables as snacks. So, but I do like fruit. Those are pretty good. I make a mean broccoli salad that's points friendly. So that's a really good one. That's got some broccoli and some raisins. And back in the day, it had bacon bits in it too, but I don't do that anymore. But it was a really nice tangy dressing with some apple cider vinegar and some yogurt. Just delicious. Maybe I'll dig up that recipe and post it on the website one of these days. That's a really good one. Really nice and points friendly. But just basically my point is bring it with you so you know you can eat it and you don't have to worry about it. If you have no control over the food that's being offered, and maybe you just don't have the ability to bring something with you, just make the best choices you can with what you're offered and what you're served, and just move on, back on track with the next meal. It's just a small bump in the road and you'll be fine. You can always keep some snacks, like a protein bar or something, almonds maybe, stashed in your purse. And if you are embarrassed to pull out that protein bar, just go hide somewhere and eat it. I wouldn't recommend eating it in the bathroom, but you can just go hide somewhere. You can always eat something beforehand, eat a little bit of something before you go. That does help some people. To me, that doesn't help me because I'll eat before I go, then I'll eat while I'm there. So it doesn't really help me as much as it helps some other people, but hey, I know my limitations. But what I can tell you is this. Don't just wing it. That almost never works out. Whatever situation you're going into, if you think it's going to be tricky, make sure you have a plan. All right, next tip, lay off the alcohol. It's just empty calories, and you know what it does. It diminishes your self-control. You know how you feel after a glass of wine or a double Moscow Mule. At that point, calories have no meaning. What plan? Weight Watchers, what now? That's what happens to me when I have alcohol. Maybe your mileage may vary, but it all goes out the window if I'm feeling a little tipsy. So for me, it's just best to lay off the alcohol because it does completely diminish my impulse control. And so I just got to stay away from it. Again, I know my limitations. So next tip, get enough exercise. Why? Exercise burns calories. Duh. Keep your body moving. It also keeps your brain occupied for a while so you forget you're hungry. And if you drink enough water when you exercise like you should, then you'll be too full to eat anything. I know when I exercise, it totally diminishes my hunger. And here's the best part. After I work out, I always feel so good and so in control that I don't want to ruin that good feeling by overeating. So it's kind of its own control mechanism. And if you want tips on moving more, exercising more, go back and listen to episode 18. It's all about getting more exercise and movement to help boost your weight loss efforts. So get off your butt. Move more. Do it. Okay, next tip. Be honest with yourself. Be honest with your limitations. If you are not a marathon runner, then don't start training like one because you're just going to hate exercising and you're going to stop doing it altogether. So know what you like, know your limitations. Be honest. Be honest about what you're eating. Be honest about how you track what you're eating. I say it all the time. You have to track honestly because you're not fooling anyone, especially yourself. Just because the food doesn't show up on your tracker doesn't mean it's not going to show up on your ass. You can write that one down. Next tip, be kind to yourself. Do not compare yourself to other people. Everyone is on their own journey and they're dealing with their own struggles and successes. One of the easiest ways to feel bad about yourself is to compare yourself to other people and say, wow, I wish I was that skinny, or wow, I wish I had that hair. All it does is serve to make you feel bad about yourself. Do not compare yourself to other people. Let other people live their lives and you live yours. Don't say bad things about yourself. If you wouldn't say it to your friend, don't say it to yourself. You would never call your friend fat or stupid or a total slob. You just wouldn't. So don't say that kind of stuff to yourself. You need to be your own best friend. Be nice to yourself. You deserve it. Cut yourself some slack. Don't be all or nothing. If you slip up, don't beat yourself up. Just stand up, dust yourself off, and move on. Next tip, find something that motivates you to stay on your program. Is it money? Maybe money motivates you. Maybe join one of those step bets where you lay out some cash and then you only get it back if you complete a challenge. I think that's a good idea. I know money's a motivator for me. So, you know, I lay out 15 bucks and if I don't do it, I lose my 15 bucks. I'm going to be doing it. What about those blue dots on your tracker? Are you motivated by them? You get a blue dot on the Weight Watchers app for every day that you stay within the healthy eating range. They are really, truly very motivating. It is always a disappointment to me when I go over my healthy eating range and I don't get that blue dot. I like to see a month full of blue dots. So that's pretty motivating for me. Are you motivated by the thrill of new and smaller clothes? I am. I love being able to buy new clothes in my new smaller size. And lately I've been shopping at consignment stores. So I am satisfying my inner cheapskate at the same time. More clothes for less money. That's a win-win-win-win-win. So decide what motivates you and keep that at the top of your mind at all times. And don't forget your why. I gotta say it. Don't forget your why. That should always be staring you in the face and reminding you why you are on this journey to begin with. And my last tip, attend meetings. Even though I didn't go this week, truly. Weight Watchers meetings are the best place to get support from people who are on the journey just like you. There's always a great topic, and members are always asking different questions and sharing different struggles, tips, and ideas. You're always going to get something good. You're always going to walk out of there feeling good. So that's my last tip, and I did open up this topic to everyone over on the Facebook page, so I did get one nice reply. So Joanne over on Facebook shared some of her tips. So here's what she says. I have been on Weight Watchers since June 2017, and I am down 71 pounds. Whoa, Joanne, that is awesome. 71 pounds. That's awesome. Good for you. What helps me, Joanne says, is to weigh everything to get an accurate portion size, including the 0 point foods. For example, if I make a salad, I zero out the bowl with my veggies and then weigh the salad dressing and croutons separately in grams and not ounces. You get more. She is totally right about that. Always weigh in grams. I try not to overdo the 0 point foods like beans as it affects my weight loss. Yep, me too, Joanne. I do love, though, my Greek yogurt with fruit and Splenda as it satisfies my sweet tooth. There you go. There's some tips. Those are some great tips, Joanne. And good for you. Down 71 pounds in about a year. That is amazing. So congratulations on that. And much continued success in the rest of your journey. So, and thank you for the tips. I do agree with you 100% about weighing and measuring. I talked a lot about that on my Back to Basics episode about, you know, getting out that scale, getting out those measuring cups, and really just getting back to the nitty gritty of what the program is all about. It certainly does help and it keeps you on track. So thank you, Joanne. Thank you for contributing to the show. I really appreciate it. And you all can contribute too if you're over on the Facebook group. I'm going to try to be a little bit better about posting some questions and some polls and some topics during the week and to get some more feedback. But if you are over on the group once in a while, just jump on in. You don't need me to get the conversation started. Well, that is it for this episode. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, and I hope you did, please leave me a rating and a review over on Apple Podcasts. It's really very important because your reviews will help more people find me. So thank you for doing that. And you can also find my show on Stitcher, Google Play, TuneIn, and anywhere you find your podcasts. Subscribe and please share the show with your friends. Now get on over to the One Delicious at Goal Facebook page. That is where I do the Facebook Live shows every week, and find the Facebook group, the One Delicious at Goal Facebook group, which is our private little closed group. Like I said, it's a really great place for support. Lots of great conversations happening over there. Come on and join us. I will post the link to the Facebook pages over in the show notes. And don't forget to drop me a line and tell me how you're doing. The email address is wendeliciousradio@gmail.com, wendeliciousradio@gmail.com. I really do want to hear from you. Well, that's it. Have a great week, everybody. Meet me back here next week. I think we're going to be back on our Wednesday evening at 9 p.m. Showtime. I will make sure I post that as an event over on Facebook. And don't forget, if you're not going to go all the way, why go at all? QFA, everyone. Let's do this.